This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States on Monday welcomed the Taliban's declaration of a nationwide ceasefire in Afghanistan over this week's Eid al-Fitr festival. It reiterated Washington's call for the Islamist insurgency and Afghan leaders to negotiate an end to what Washington has called senseless violence. State Department spokesman Ned Price on Monday also denounced Saturday's bombing of a girls' school in the Afghan capital, Kabul. He said circumstances of the bombing are not yet clear, but he said it may be the work of Islamic State rather than the Taliban. He said authorities are still looking into what happened. The attack took place in a predominantly ethnic Hazara Shiite Muslim neighborhood in Kabul, where Islamic State has repeatedly carried out attacks against schools, medical facilities, and Shiite places of worship. At least 60 people, mostly schoolgirls, were killed in Saturday's blast. Afghan officials reported that at least 150 people, including young students, were also injured. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. The Afghan government accused the Taliban of being behind the violence, but the insurgents have denied any involvement. The Kabul bombing has fueled fears of more chaos and bloodshed after U.S. and NATO troops complete their withdrawal from Afghanistan later this year. U.S. President Joe Biden has announced he wants to complete the withdrawal by September 11th. U.S. regulators have authorized Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for use by children as young as 12. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration said Monday that the shot is safe and effective for children ages 12 to 15. The Pfizer vaccine is the first in the United States to be approved for younger people. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.